they actually managed to return back to their grandfather's home after spending a few hours in police custody yesterday in the city of Jilin, northeast Pakistan. We were there last night. We spoke to Sara Sharif's grandfather just moments before actually the kids returned into his care. And then today they were presented to a low-level court in Jilin. The judge there then moved this case to a magistrate's court in the area. And it was there where the district judge, a senior judge, said that the five children who traveled with Sara Sharif's father, Sara Sharif's stepmother and her uncle will now be handed over to the Child Protection and Welfare Bureau here in Pakistan. Essentially, they will now be under the custody of the Pakistani authorities. We're not sure for how long that may be. There are potential talks that this could be a conversation to be had with the British authorities and whether those children will return to the United Kingdom. But as it stands, the five children will now be handed over to the Child Protection and Welfare Bureau. Now, yesterday we spoke to Mohammed Sharif, Sara Sharif's grandfather. He told us that he'd actually been hiding the children ever since they landed in Pakistan over a month ago now. He told us that he felt that as their grandfather, it was his duty to protect them, and that he told Sara's father, her stepmother, and her uncle that they could go wherever they wanted, and he was prepared to look after the children. Of course, there still remains an international manhunt for those three people that traveled with those children to Pakistan. Surrey police are still adamant that they want to question Irfan Sharif, as you can see on your screen, his wife Beenish Batool, who is Sara Sharif's stepmother, and Sara Sharif's uncle as well, Faisal Malik. Now today, police in Jilin also confirmed to us that they are continuing their searches to try and locate exactly where these adults are. They say that they have got at least four teams in Jilin to try and search for these adults. But as it stands currently, the five children who were recovered at the grandfather's home in a dramatic raid it was by police yesterday afternoon will now be essentially taken into care of the Pakistani authorities, and they will be in the custody of the Child Protection and Welfare Bureau.